So maybe I want to talk more about the topic of inclusion versus exclusion, which came up sometimes, but actually I think it's very important, because I mean, why is not everybody in the world inside Unity? I mean, this is like, it seems like a very unrealistic question, but actually I think it's a big question, because like, if we are doing the right thing, why is not everybody part of it? So there could be multiple answers. Like, one could be, okay, we are not doing the right thing, we're not doing the right thing for everyone, which would be, we should criticize ourselves. But maybe also the others have like wrong impressions of us, then I don't know, this could be a fault of the others or of us because it's a communication issue. Or they haven't even heard of us, which of course seems the most probable thing, but this is also something that maybe we want to work on. But there could also be like the problem that the others, yeah, cannot even understand us, maybe because of language reasons or because we don't use the same words in a different way or something like this. And I think this needs much explanation. So I think this also touches the topic of like, how do we acquire resources? Like, okay, we can just pay them money, which is a very simple way of, yeah, of exchange. Like, usually you don't need to talk much at all. The other way of like getting resources would be to yeah, to talk them and explain them what we are doing, and then like showing them why it's the right way to live and why they should give us the resources. And of course that would be the better way, but then again we need to find ways to communicate this, and I think this can take much resources and be also unsuccessful in many cases. But of course I think we should never give up to try this. So this means being kind of inclusionist in some ways, and also be yeah, find some ways to, yeah, to communicate to as many people as possible. I don't know how it can actually be done, because everybody uses a different language, everybody has a different background, and yeah, there's too many things you can do wrong in mass communication. So personal communication seems to be the best way to do this, because you can effectively just just contact someone. But only if you have a similar background, or if you have like knowledge of the other person's background. So I think this is the reason why some things spread very slowly when they happen on the earth, like mostly like alternative movements. But we should also try to figure out why some things spread very quickly. Like, imagine things like YouTube or something, they spread incredibly quickly around the globe. And
Fascism.
yeah, or yeah, fascism, Indian says, or maybe also things like fashion or others, that they spread very quickly. And we should also ask, why is it the case, and why can it spread so quickly? Why is it possible that, yeah, that this just this message of things go so quickly through the people? And I think maybe one of the even more successful things may be religion, which also spreads very quickly through people. But I don't know, maybe it's also not so quick, but maybe it's just my impression. So I think it's definitely worth analyzing this, why some messages go so quickly, because they could be the right ones, but maybe they're also just abusing some things and just spread so quickly because they just found the right way. Like a virus infects a host because they're just finding the right way to do it, but actually they're not good for the host itself. And we could find out if this was maybe the way with money, because money has spread very much around the whole globe, and you can just communicate by money. You can go anywhere with money and you will be able to do some kind of interaction and get what you want, or at least most of the times by using money. So it seems to be a very easy way to to communicate maybe. And we should find out if this is like harmful for our society, or why even it had the opportunity to do it. Like, why did it spread so easily and quickly around the whole globe, and why it still continues to spread. So I think this is something about the inclusivity, because like money is very inclusive. As soon as you just agree that it exists, agree to handle it, then you can do it. That's not the same with communities or ideas. Or like, for example, even religions are a bit more strict about things than money. I mean, seriously, everybody is using money. There's not many people outside of it, and usually you don't hear of these people very much. I mean, there are some very notable exceptions, but they are not so widespread. They are just like artifacts or like, I don't know. So I think that things that are very inclusive are maybe not the best things that exist. But on the other hand, why should we be exclusive, or how can we be the best thing on earth while being exclusive? I don't know if they can somehow go together, these kind of opposites.